You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday the 1st of August 2022 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, we've got a couple of news stories today that I want to get into which show the lie that is there about this idea of white privilege, how white people just have everything done for them, everything just appears for them, university places, job positions, employment, it just gets given to people because they're white. And the fact of the matter is that white people, white working class in particular, is the group that is most falling behind the other groups within our multicultural society. The white population in Britain has fallen behind every other ethnic group in gaining admissions to top universities amidst an increased push for diversity in higher education. So there's two points there. The white population are now behind the ethnic minorities, and this has happened whilst there's been this big push to get more diversity into higher education. So there have been special programs to give free tuition to ethnic minorities. There's been quotas. A certain number of ethnic minorities have to be given positions at the university. And there's been nothing for the white working class. And the white working class are in some of the poorest areas of the country. And they don't get this free tuition. They don't get these help with grants. They don't get scholarships based on the fact that they're white. Because, of course, there are now scholarships for people based on the fact that they are black. Stormzy very famously gave a load of money to universities a couple of years back so that there could be scholarships for black and minority ethnic pupils. And when a white philanthropist tried to do the same, the universities refused his money. So we have this big push to get ethnic minorities into university. And while this has been happening, the white working class has fallen behind. And this is a shame for so many different reasons. I mean, besides the fact that it means there's one group in society which is being overlooked, it's also the group in society that is the most likely to benefit from university. If you look at the average IQ, the average IQ of an Indigenous white British person is 100. If you look at the average IQ of somebody who is black, say a Caribbean that's a British citizen, that's 80. So if somebody has an average IQ of 80 and they go to university, it's going to really, really test them. It's going to stretch them to their limits of their capabilities, and they're not going to be likely to do extremely well with their results. Whereas if you have somebody with an average IQ of 100 and they go to university, they're going to be stretched to their very limits, but they're also going to be very likely to be able to get the top marks and to get the good results. So they're really going to benefit from this. So the group in society that is most likely to benefit from being in university is the group in society that is most likely to be overlooked for university. According to figures from the Department for Education, white students have been overtaken by their black counterparts for the first time in attending elite universities in the United Kingdom. So that means you have people with a lower average IQ that are more likely to be now attending these elite universities. And this is all a part of this desire for leveling up to try and get more black people into universities. I mean, it's a very noble idea. Yes, you want the brightest people to go to university. but they're doing this at the expense of the white students who are not getting any resources aimed at them. Although white students had been lagging behind every other ethnic group in going to institutions of higher learning across the board for years, the 2020-21 academic year was the first time in history in which the native population also fell behind minorities in entering the very top schools. So it's just been all white students, all students of European extraction that have been lagging behind. But last year was the first time that the indigenous British actually fell behind the minorities within the British schooling system, the system that the indigenous British people's ancestors built is now more likely to be taking advantage of by ethnic minorities. We've gone so far towards helping these other groups in society that our own group is being neglected. And this is across the board. This is why we will say that this is maladaptive behavior. It's the equivalent of an individual self-harming, because we are effectively harming our own group by giving out all our resources to these other groups within society. Many so-called high-tariff institutions, including the Russell Group of universities, at the forefront of pushing diversity agendas and the decolonize the curriculum movement, which has sought to delegitimize historical figures such as Sir Isaac Newton on dubious claims he somehow benefited from the colonialism of the British Empire. So a lot of these institutions are really pushing this idea that we need to decolonize university, which effectively means remove the white people from university and replace them with black and non-whites. And of course, there really hasn't been that much of a contribution to Western civilization from black and non-white groups, because they weren't a part of Western civilization. They were either a part of Arabic civilization, the Ottoman civilization, or they were a part of Africa, which didn't really have much, by the way, of civilization. So of course they're not going to figure when you're looking at things such as the Greek classics, or you're looking at works written in Latin, you're looking at the Roman Empire. If you're looking at history, you're not going to find many black and non-whites. The same in classical music, because they didn't have classical music in Africa. They didn't have classical music in Islamic countries. This is the reason why you don't find these groups in university courses, not because the people writing the university courses are deliberately discriminating against people because they don't like the certain skin colours. It's just because there hasn't been much of a contribution in that area of study, because it's a Western area of study. I mean, the whole idea of education and further education is a Western idea when you look into it, and the history of it going back to Greek times and Athens and the birth of philosophy. The whole idea of looking at history as a continuous moving period throughout time. The linear view of history is a Western European idea. They had more cyclical ideas outside of European thought. So this idea that you can decolonize the university and just remove the white people from it, it means that you're actually removing the people that came up with these ideas in the first place. And so we don't just have more ethnic minorities going to these top universities, we find that the courses at these top universities are now being fundamentally changed to remove the white people from them. And then at the same time, we're being told that we have this white privilege, even though we're removing white people from our universities, from the courses, and we're removing white people from the universities that are white working class, the actual students themselves. And yet we're being told that we're a white supremacist country and a white supremacist culture. It seems to me that it's white people that are discriminated against within our culture. The report from the Department of Education found that just 10% of white students entered top universities last year, compared to 10.7% of black students, 13.4% of mixed race students, 15.6% of Asian students, and a staggering 40.7% of Chinese students. And that's very interesting because the Chinese have a slightly higher average IQ to white people. So they have an average IQ of 105. So if you can say that the Chinese are not being discriminated against in any way, and 40% of students are Chinese, then you can pretty much say it should be about 35% of students are white, because white people have a similar average IQ. As I say, it's about 5 points higher, I think, that the Chinese have. Yet the white students don't have a 35% entrance into these top universities. They just have 10%. So I think that's a very clear proof there that white students are being disadvantaged in some way because of this. And I would suggest that it is discrimination, because we have all these diversity quotas and all this promotion to get black and minority ethnic students into the universities, and the white students are being overlooked. They are being discriminated against. When you have a diversity quota, that directly discriminates against people of European heritage. In response to the data, Professor Peter Edwards of Oxford University told The Times, "White working class young males are now the truly disadvantaged group in Britain. In this age of levelling up, how can this be allowed to happen?" Well, of course, the reason why it's been allowed to happen is because they're white, and because we've allowed ourselves to create an anti-white system in our probably quite noble urge to try and help these other groups out in society. We've ended up going too far in trying to help these other groups to the expense of our own group, of our own people group. We forget that these different people groups, these different ethnicities, they are all competing against one another. Essentially, in the world, we're all competing against other ethnic groups. And if we're not going to be advocating for our own group and doing what is best for our own group, nobody else is going to be doing that for us. If you look at blacks, they advocate for themselves, but we also have white people that are advocating for blacks. We don't have white people advocating for whites. If they do, they get accused of being racist. So that's how this has been allowed to happen, because the only people speaking up about the white working class are nationalists and nationalist organizations. And when you do that, you get accused of being racist. I mean, that's the simple fact of the matter. That's why this has been allowed to happen. This Professor Peter Edwards, he says, well, how can this be allowed to happen? Well, it has happened, and that's the reason for it. He says, what we are seeing is a terrible waste of talent on an enormous scale. This appalling situation also sows the seeds of social unrest. Participation in higher education is one of the ways out of poverty. So he's echoing what I'm saying here, isn't he? He's saying this is a terrible waste of talent on an enormous scale. And I'm not sure whether he's aware of these IQ differences, but that's the reason why it's such a terrible waste of talent, because it's the group in society that are most likely going to be most likely able to make full use of what the university has to offer. They're the ones that aren't actually getting into the university. And of course, it does sow the seeds of social unrest, because if you're a white working class chap and you see that there are all these programs being put in place to help ethnic minorities into university, but there's no programs put in place to help you, then you're going to resent that, aren't you? And of course, at the same time, we end up with the black and minority ethnics resenting the white groups in society, because instead of being told, well, actually, your group is most likely to go to university and the white people are most unlikely to, they're told that white people are oppressing them, and white people have privilege. And the reason why they don't all have high-powered jobs is because white people have just been given these jobs, because we just prefer white-coloured skin to black skin, and that's the reason for it. I mean, it's completely illogical, but that's the message that is sent out to young black males. So you end up with, as it says here, with sowing the seeds of social unrest, and that's what multiculturalism does. It sows seeds of social unrest, because you're continually measuring yourself up against other groups in society that are completely different to your own, because you've been told that everybody's equal when we're not. All these groups are different. They have their good points. They have their weak points. To say that all these groups are the same and the skin colour is the only thing that differentiates them, I mean, that's like saying cats are the same as dogs. It's just the type of fur that differentiates them. They're not. They're completely different creatures with completely different ways of living. And you have the animal kingdom, which is made up of all different types of animals. You have the human kingdom, which is made up of all different types of human being, all different types of ethnicity. And if you want to have equality, then you should really only be measuring yourself up against the members of your own people group, not against the members of another people group. If you do measure yourself up against another people group, then there's going to end up being resentment there. Similar to affirmative action in the United States, university administrators in Britain have been allowed to take into account the ethnic background of applicants rather than basing acceptance purely on academic achievement, resulting in many more minorities attending universities. So that's what these diversity quotas are. It's also known as reverse racism, where you are effectively discriminated against white people, saying, well, we can't take this person on into the university because he's white and we need to have more black people at the university. So they're effectively taking people on because of what race they are, which is, of course, what we've been told is a terrible thing to do. You should never discriminate against people on the basis of race. And we're told that's what white people do. White people just employ people or take people on at university just because they're white. And what we see is actually happening is that people get taken into these universities simply because they're black. Universities are also expected to demonstrate annual efforts to recruit a more diverse student body each year to the office for students. So universities are measured on how many black and minority ethnic students that they can recruit into the university, despite the fact that there are more of them in the universities than there are of their percentage of the population. Despite the focus on increasing opportunities for ethnic minorities and tackling supposed institutional racism and white privilege, it has been the white working class, particularly boys, who have become the most disadvantaged group in Britain in terms of education outcomes. Currently, only around 13% of white working class boys attend university, which is the worst figures for any demographic. And we've also seen a big increase in the number of females at university as well. You're most likely to go to university now if you're a woman, rather than if you're a man. And as we see here, the figures are even worse if you happen to be white. So only 13% of white working class boys attend university. And you think that the university system, it was invented by white people, and yet only 1 in 10 of the people attending these universities are now white working class. That is really shocking. Since 2014, the number of white males entering university fell by 10%, while the number of Asian males increased by 26% and Asian women by 39%. I mean, that's an interesting one there, the huge increase in Asian women that are going to university. I mean, we hear about how the Asian men would rather have their women at home as wives and as mothers rather than going out to work, but they are at least more likely to be going to university and educating themselves. So perhaps that's a bit of a myth there, that Muslims try to leave their women uneducated, because there's a big increase in Muslim females that have been going to university. Research presented to Parliament has also shown that working class white students are 50% less likely than other ethnic groups to achieve strong passes on the tests used by universities to determine a student's academic aptitude in England. The General Certificate of Secondary Education, GCSE. Now, this really does prove that the white working class are being neglected by their teachers. If you remember, they have this average IQ of 100. So why are they 50% less likely than other ethnic groups who have lower average IQs to achieve strong passes on the tests? It can only be because they're being neglected in the classroom, that the teachers are devoting more time to the non-white students. I mean, why else would it be that they are 50% less likely to do well in these tests, and yet they have, say, 20% higher average IQ? I mean, the IQ would predict that they would do better than the ethnic minority groups, and yet they're 50% less likely to do as well. So surely that means that the ethnic minority groups have been given more tutoring than the white students. The research added that the white working class were much more likely to attend a failing school in deprived areas of the country. So this is another issue. We have these deprived areas of the country, and a lot of the time there's a lot of white people there. And because there's a lot of white people there, that area of the country doesn't get the resources, doesn't get the support. If it was multicultural, if it was diverse and had lots of black and minority ethnics there, then there would be lots of money and lots of resources and that were being pumped into that part of the area to try and raise the living standards. But as soon as you say, well, it's a white area, then there's no money there from the diversity pot, is there? Because they're not increasing diversity, which has to be the main goal of all these organizations now, is to increase the diversity, increase the number of ethnic minorities that are involved in whatever department it is. Defending the Conservative government's record on education, University's Minister Andrea Jenkins claimed, under this government, a record proportion of the most disadvantaged students are progressing to higher education. We will continue to work with the Office for Students to make sure the brightest pupils from every walk of life are supported to earn places at our most selective institutions. But that isn't what's happening, is it? I mean, she may say here that a record proportion of the most disadvantaged students are progressing. So I guess they're looking at all students there rather than breaking them down by race and saying, well, if you look at all of them, the disadvantaged students, then more of them are now getting into higher education. But if you separate out the white disadvantaged students, they are doing far worse. And she says here they're trying to make sure the brightest pupils from every walk of life are supported. But if you're a bright white working class pupil, where are the programs for you? Where is the free tuition for you? Where are the grants for you? Where is the financial help in order to get to university? Well, there isn't any that's targeted at white people, because of course that would be accused of being white supremacy. Now, this is nothing new. We've known about this for the last 3 or 4 years. I have another article here from 2 years ago, which is pointing this out. White working class children have been systematically disadvantaged in the United Kingdom as educational institutions are prioritising children from minority backgrounds, a report submitted to the House of Commons Education Select Committee found. So 2 years ago, the House of Commons Education Select Committee were made aware that these university institutions, educational institutions, were prioritising non-whites over the white students, and nothing was done about it. The research revealed that working class white students are 50% less likely than their minority counterparts to score strong passes in the 8 GCSE exams used by colleges and universities to determine an individual's academic level. In 2019, the progress score in the GCSEs for white pupils fell, while almost every minority group improved. And again, remember, this is the group with the highest average IQ fell, while all the groups with the lower average IQ, they went up. A don at Oxford University, Professor Peter Edwards, told the Mail on Sunday that the reason for the discrepancy was that issues facing white working class students are seen as unfashionable and not worthy. He went on to suggest that amongst academics, just discussing the issues is seen as taboo, because educators link it with hard right political thinking. And this is kind of like a vicious circle that we have here. Nobody will talk about this. Nobody will bring this up. So, of course, nationalists bring this up and draw attention to it. But once nationalists have started talking about it, as it says here, it gets associated with hard right political thinking or far right policies. And nobody else then wants to talk about it. But what are you supposed to do? Somebody has to talk about it. Somebody has to draw attention to the white people that are being overlooked here. And if the nationalists weren't doing it, would the politicians then be doing it? Well, I don't think they would. I think as soon as the one of the politicians started doing it, I think they would then be accused of being far right by the mainstream media. Professor Peter Edwards went on to say that the plight of white, young, disadvantaged children is being largely ignored, and that the mere fact of them having white skin leads many to think that they have an inherent advantage or privilege, and as a result are often not seen as a priority in education. Now, why is it that people might look at these white disadvantaged children and think that they have advantage or privilege? Well, it's because one in four schools are being taught about white privilege, aren't they? They're being taught that whiteness is a problem that needs to be eliminated from society, and that all white people have this magic knapsack on their back that just provides everything that they need, whereas people of colour are being discriminated against all the time. This is the reason why people think that white people have an inherent advantage and privilege, is because they're being taught that in the schools. That's what's being promoted in the mainstream media. That's what's being promoted by the BBC. And of course, the government have spoken about this. Kemi Badenoch, she said that this should not be being taught in schools. They should not be teaching children about white privilege and these unproven ideas. But they are being taught in schools. You know, there was a study done just the other week that said that one in four schools were teaching white privilege. So you've got these poor white children there that are on free school meals that can't get into university, and they're being taught lessons at school where they're being told that they have white privilege. And of course, that's going to encourage resentment, isn't it? It's going to cause these young white children to feel as if they've been overlooked by society and they don't have a stake in society, as if they don't matter. And this is why we're trying to form these pro-white communities with Patriotic Alternative. We're trying to say to these young white working class lads, you do matter. You are an essential part of our ethnic group, and we care about you, and we want to help you to become the best person that you can possibly be. We want you to learn about your heritage. We want you to learn about your ancestors and about who you really are. And this is the sort of thing that should be going on in the schools, but of course it's not. In the schools, if you start doing something like that, you would get accused of excluding these other groups in society. Again, this is a big failure of multiculturalism. It means that you can't raise up one particular group, because if you start raising up one particular group, then you're neglecting one of the other groups. And as we keep seeing here, white people continually seem to do this. We raise up the other groups at the expense of our own group. Professor Edwards said that there will be grave socio-economic and socio-political consequences if this large cohort of young people in the United Kingdom see that they are not afforded the sort of positive actions and obvious advantages that other groups have in the name of inclusion, diversity, and equality. I mean, that's because diversity means no white people, doesn't it? If you have a group that is all white, then they're going to say, well, there's no diversity there, is there? I mean, how much diversity do you have before something is fully diverse? I mean, how many black and minority ethnics do you have to have at university before we say, well, the universities are diverse enough now, perhaps now we should start concentrating on the white people? I mean, when you were looking at those figures earlier, like 40% Chinese and only 10% white people at university. I mean, it looks as if there's about 70% of the people attending university now are non-white. And yet we still have these programs pushing for more diversity. Universities still have to produce these figures at the end of every year. And the figures for ethnic minorities have to keep increasing year on year. And if they don't, then they're not doing enough to promote diversity. Professor Edwards said this will lead to a disturbing narrative and a vicious spiral downwards. I believe this is an utterly critical point, not only to utilise the huge untapped potential that there surely must be, but also the real threat of the destabilisation of the very fabric of the country, he warned. And that is what we are now seeing, aren't we? We are seeing that there are death threats towards politicians. We're seeing that there is unrest throughout the country. People are not happy with the way that they are being represented. Each group feels as if it's being discriminated against. I mean, the fact of the matter is that it's the white working class that are being discriminated against. But that doesn't discount the fact that black people feel that they are being discriminated against. I mean, they may not be. They may not be, but the fact is they feel that they are being discriminated against. And that does destabilize the fabric of the country. And multiculturalism just destabilizes the fabric of the country. It's not positive for any people group to have multiculturalism. You're always going to be best off being brought up amongst your own people. The research found that working class white students are more likely to attend a failing school and often live in economically deprived communities in the North and the Midlands. And of course, we've been told all this time that it's black people that are more likely to be attending these failing schools. And the reasons for that is that the schools don't get the resources that the white schools would get. That's the narrative that we're told. And of course, that's a completely false narrative. In the United Kingdom, black and minority ethnic youngsters are much more likely to receive paid internships from which white applicants, or sometimes just straight white males, are banned from applying in order to boost diversity in business and public institutions. Imagine that. You're going for an internship and you're looking at the advert, and the advert says that if you're black and minority ethnic, you can have a paid internship. And you apply as a white man and you're told, well, you can't have a paid internship because you're not diverse enough. Your skin colour is the wrong colour. You need to be black or minority ethnic in order to get this paid internship. Of course, that's going to encourage resentment, isn't it? Under Britain's equality legislation, whites can also be rejected for jobs if a minority candidate is seen as having equal merit, which has been abused by at least one police force in order to reject highly qualified white applicants. And I think I can recall the court case there where it was the son of a detective and he applied for a job with the police and he was not given the job. And they were quite open about it and said that, well, they didn't give him the job because they wanted to increase the diversity within the police force. So as it says here, if you have equal merit, then they can reject you for being white in favour of a minority candidate. Researchers at Plymouth University said that the government's tuition scheme that targets large cities with large populations of ethnic minorities and charity rules that require a percentage of the money be directed to minority communities may be a contributing factor in the discrepancy. Again, think about that. You can have charities for minority communities, but you can't have charities for white people. You can't have charities that single out white people for help, because that would be racist. But we have lots of charities that direct money to Muslims or to black people or Jewish people. They argued that the programs directed the money away from white communities, particularly poorer coastal towns. So what they're saying there is this charity pot that the government set up where they help out with tuition, and the money for that is directed towards increasing diversity. It's directed towards ethnic minorities. So the white communities don't get any help from that. And they particularly highlight here some of these poorer coastal towns. The Parliamentary Committee was set up earlier this year. That's 2 years ago, as I say, by Conservative MP Robert Halfon to look into the worrying trend of white pupils from poorer backgrounds underperforming compared with their peers. And nothing's been done about it. As I say, it's 2 years later now, and only 10% of the white working class are going to the top universities. Following the announcement of the committee, Halfon reported that he was accused of being racist by people on the left for endeavouring to research the reasons why working class white boys are falling behind the other groups. I have been accused of racism, which I find really hard to fathom. Other ethnic groups are outperforming white, so I can't see why this is racist, he said in April. Well, it's racist because he's looking out for the interests of white people, isn't he? And you're not allowed to do that. If you advocate for white people or point out that white people have their own legitimate interests, then you're going to be accused of racism, regardless of who you are. This is why he was accused of that. In an interview with Breitbart London, mixed race educator and political and social commentator Calvin Robertson said, I saw firsthand that black children of African descent excel throughout their time in school and are far more likely to go to university. But on the flip side of that coin, working class white boys are the most disadvantaged, and very few people seem brave enough to address the problem. The evidence suggests that if the UK is racist, it is not in the way that the hard left would accept. And of course, this is another issue. I mean, Calvin Robinson can talk about this because he's mixed race. So Calvin Robinson can point out the fact that it's the white working class that are being discriminated against. But even he is not safe from accusations of white supremacy and racism. He gets all these same attacks, but white people feel safer being told these things by somebody who is non-white. If somebody is non-white speaks up for us, then that's okay. But if somebody white speaks up for white people, then they're going to get accused of racism. That's what happens to nationalists who are concerned about their ethnic group. If they happen to be white and they're concerned about their ethnic group, then you're going to be accused of racism, and nothing's going to be done about it. As we see here, this report, this committee, this was called for 2 years ago. The results were made known, and here we are 2 years later, and white children are even less likely to go to top universities, and they're failing by 50% just on their basic GCSE results. Will we now see an end to these accusations of white privilege? Of course we won't. This new statistics, they'll be ignored, just as this committee was ignored a couple of years ago. But of course, we will continue to highlight these issues here at Radio Albion, and as nationalists, we will never stop campaigning for our people group. Well, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.